Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, aha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. It is episode 19. I'm Drive T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
I'm Adam Epstein.
Oh, look who it is.
What the cat drug is.
Yeah. I guess we got to do these on Tuesdays to get AWOD in studio.
Yeah, so we have a special Bit Season episode for you guys today. We've missed a few here the last month.
I blame Drab.
I blame Valdez.
But you know what? It's easier just to blame AWOD.
I'll take the blame. You know?
We got AWOD back here today. We haven't had him very much recently. He's been doing a lot of Thursday shows for 910 The Fan in Richmond.
Adam's basically moved on from the Junkies, and he's eclipsed our career as radio talent, and he's moved on. Soon he'll be getting his own endorsements, and he'll be up in New York. Doing the CBS broadcast, national broadcast, before you know it.
I don't know about all that, but I do want to thank you guys. You guys gave me some great topics before my show last week. You had some hard-hitting hot takes from Valdez. Drab had some, too.
I wasn't even here last week.
When did we talk?
It was two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yes. In your office. Yeah,
yeah. Before Drab got the sniffles. Yeah.
What hard-hitting topics did we give you?
I'm just talking about which QB I liked and whether or not I was in on him having small hands or big hands, or
he just set it up
very well for me.
All right, well, update the audience. How's your show going?
I think it's going really well in Richmond. I'm back on this Friday from 12 to 3 p.m.
So you're basically the midday man at Richmond for Sports Talk Richmond.
Right now, yeah.
No. He's a substitute.
I know, but
there's like four substitutes.
I know, but he's one of the midday men.
Right. So he's going through the process. We don't really know for sure if they're hiring anybody, but if they do, we hope that Adam's the guy. And I'm partial to it because that puts Adam back here during the day all the time, because I'm hoping that he gets the job and does the show from the Fan studio here in D.C.
Yeah. Hey, who's your producer, and are you hiring?
We are actually hiring. My producer just left for a new
job. So he heard that you're getting the job in D.C. He's kind of the business.
he listened to your show, and then he floated his resume out there on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I didn't know he was married to Wes McElroy, but whatever.
Well, I hope it continues to go well for you. I know there's no timeline or anything.
Yeah,
but
hey, so
are you doing a good job?
Are you producing your own show?
Absolutely. I'm booking guests, coming up with topics. I'll tell you, to get ready for shows, I go through the Junks Radio podcast feed, try to see what kind of hot takes they had.
I do know one thing. You put in a lot of prep, because I walk by that studio where you're doing your show from, and I see you reading that script as you're giving your hot takes.
You have a Jim Rome script?
Yeah.
I mean, I have the most detailed outline in the history
so
of radio.
Detailed.
I have enough topics to last me 6 hours for a three-hour show. Because I don't like radio silence. I always want to be extra prepared.
Right.
Well, that's good. No, that's good. Maybe somewhere in between.
I mean, I'm not the only one. Didn't you guys tell me that like 980 used to steal ideas for the Junkies? So I'm doing the same thing on 910.
And let me tell you something about radio. I'm going to let everybody in. Everybody steals from everybody. That's just a regurgitated take.
Who do we steal from?
Stern.
You had to think about that.
Whatever Trap's listening to on the way in.
Yeah.
You know what? I heard Tom Brady's Let's Go podcast on the way in this morning. It was the first thing I wrote down at 6 a.m. I said, we should talk about Tom Brady and his podcast with Jim Gray.
Well, yeah, we steal from Amy Lawrence.
I never steal from Amy Lawrence. I actually go out of my way not to listen to Amy Lawrence because she trashed the Junkies.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to listen to Amy Lawrence all the time on the
drive. You know that? Amy Lawrence had negative things to say about the Junks.
She said that's why we're local radio or something like that. When someone asked.
Yeah. When something about, they like said something about our drinking show.
Oh, yeah. They asked her when she was going to doing a drinking show. And she said that's amateur hour.
Yeah. And that's why we're a local radio show. Yeah.
And I literally haven't listened since.
Isn't her time slot amateur hour?
Yes, it is. She works on holidays.
I don't like it when people say that.
No?
I would be butt-sized to be a national talk radio host at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. It doesn't matter. Like, you're a nationally syndicated talk radio host talking sports, having your own show. It's a lot better than being a Junkies producer or Middays in Richmond. No offense.
All right. I'm not the biggest fan, Adam. Are you
prepared to talk about pitchers and catchers reporting?
Not yet. Not yet. No, we're still focused on college basketball right now. But once baseball comes around, I'll just do what Drab told me when I first got into radio.
Hey, is doing Middays full time, is that basically your wet dream? Just talking about VCU hoops?
I mean, it is
for hours on end.
Being able to talk VCU hoops, like Virginia Tech football and DC sports and entertainment is my...
Wait, hold on. What advice did I give you when you first got into radio? Because I definitely don't remember.
Drab's first advice was brilliant. He said, whenever you have to do your own show, listen to 10 or 15 other people's opinions and then create your opinion based on what they said.
Is that what I said?
Yes, you did. I think it's great advice.
Have I given you any advice?
I don't know.
No.
Like, come back from break on time.
I am a stickler. Hey, but I'm proud of you. It's a perfect opportunity for Adam, because I feel like Adam needs to be a big fish in a small pond.
I think he's got potential to be a small fish in a big pond too.
I just want to keep swimming.
No, just keep working. You're doing great. I'm hearing good things. Can I tell you though what bothered me this week? My tilt of the week?
Yeah, your tilt of the week. What is it?
I was out all last week, and I walked into the studio on Monday morning. I haven't seen Valdez in a long time. I didn't even tell Valdez this. And he actually ricked me. I walked in the studio expecting, like, my guy to, like, high-five me or, you know, just be like, all right, we're back. We're back.
Well, right? I didn't want cooties.
I walk into the studio. I had a mask on and everything, following COVID protocols. Valdez barely looks up and says, it's butt cold in here. And that was it. That's all he said to me. He didn't say, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? Good to have you back.
Grabs the thermostat man.
I am the thermostat man. I at least can be said after we get a greeting.
Yeah, but he's also the Grinch before 6 a.m. Like, you know this. He's never nice to you before.
Look, I've always praised you, Drab, and how you're my work wife and how I need you and how I'm lonely without you. Maybe this will make you happy.
All right.
I was expecting you to make the first contact, since you were the one who's been out, who's been MIA, and not carrying the weight with me for the week.
Valdez texted me on Sunday night and said, are you coming back tomorrow? Like, I'm cakes and I'm going to take another day off from being in studio.
I don't know. I'm just testing.
There's no bigger rule follower than cakes. Cakes made sure that he was gone exactly 10 days from
No. Cakes didn't make sure he was gone.
Amy.
Amy made sure he was gone
10 days. Which I don't even know the current protocol.
It's 5 days, number one. It's CDC guidelines.
Because Cakes tested positive for COVID. EB was a super spreader.
Yeah, basically EB infected everyone on our show. EB or JP, one of the two.
You know what's crazy about that is that everyone in my house was taking COVID tests this past week. Nobody tested positive. I was at the Hoyas game, sharing a soda with my wife the entire game. We were eating the same nachos.
breathing all over everybody.
The day
everybody.
I got sick. That night I started feeling sick. I don't know how. And then my mother-in-law was there, so I had to spend 5 days in the guest room.
That's hey, were you having people leaving food for you at your door?
Yes, knocking on the door, yeah, and then I sit on the other side of the room, and then leaving the hot plate at the door.
How many video games did you play?
Yeah, what did you do to pass the time?
I watched. I started watching some TV shows, watched some movies. I don't even think I was doing that much RedTube. I know for the first few days.
Hey,
I wasn't.
Can you imagine?
You can only do that so many times.
Yeah,
a day.
Yeah, there is. All the videos are the same after a couple days in a row. But can you imagine? Since Drab loves Reels, loves TikTok.
Oh, I was on TikTok.
The wormhole that he was going down during his quarantine.
I actually thought about what I never looked. But I remember thinking my Instagram time must
oh,
be
God. Please report
right
that
now.
To me.
I know he was doing a lot of that because he messaged me asking me about a TikTok trend. I was like, come on, man. You're like 40 years old. What are you doing?
what trend did I have? I don't remember.
I said something like, when they're singing the song, are they actually saying the numbers 1 to 21? Or is it just how it works?
I see all the reels. I see... You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's a rap song, and the song has the word 13 in it. And so people go like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then when they say 13, it looks like they're...
It's so stupid. But it's a rap song. At the very beginning, it says, if you count during the song, it looks like you're rapping it. But everyone doing this in on the bit, everyone doing it is actually just singing the lyrics. So it looks like you're singing the song, but they're telling you they're counting 1 to 13.
So you know what?
I've never been more happy that I'm not on TikTok in my life.
It's actually, it was on Instagram. Don't get caught up in reels. Those things, you just, they're time suck.
They totally
You're just
are.
flipping.
Because you can just get caught swiping and not know what you're looking at and just keep going.
All my reels are how to not slice the ball off the tee.
Those are a lot of mine. I mean, sports, like somehow I'm in like an NBA reel thing that I can't get out of. I just terrible NBA highlight videos, one after another, and shtick. I also get sized for the 82-0 reel. Have you seen that? Where people just... It's like you hold it down and it brings up. You have to pick your roster and you go 82-0.
You like the worst reels ever.
I know. And so like it's scrolling through all the team and it lands on the Blazers and you're like, all right, Damian Lillard, point guard. And then it keeps going to the next one. It's like Detroit Pistons and you're like, damn, Jeremy Grant, power forward.
I've never heard of
that. I'm on the worst, lamest reels. I'm on the lamest reels.
What are you doing with your time?
Nothing.
This is the worst.
82-0 challenge.
Oh, so hey, you know what? You can never make fun of Cakes or even myself for watching too much TV or too much Netflix because you're just wasting your time on reels.
I would like to talk about this. One of the things I wrote down that I wanted to talk about. I didn't listen to a lot of the show this past week when I was gone.
I don't blame you. I do the same thing.
But
when
I tuned in and also talking to Valdez, the random Ozark talk.
Oh, my God. The Ozark talk.
It's a producer nightmare.
There's only X amount of people that.
How frustrated were you hearing the four guys talk about Ozark last week? All right.
Number one, I'm not a big Ozark guy.
I don't watch it because it's too dark. The screen is too dark. I punched out after season one.
It's just, I watched season one. I gave it up. I tried coming back for season three. And then the fact that the guys were just talking about it nonstop, I actually started watching some of four just because I had no idea what they were talking about. And I was trying to stay with some of the references. Like, I have no idea when Cake says the lazy O 10,000 times during the show.
But what percentage of our audience is listening for, and I'll say this, I have told Valdez this for years, and I know I'm in the minority. I hate TV and movie recap on our radio show.
Here's the thing: I love TV talk. I could talk about TV forever. I could talk about.
You want to recap?
No. Listen. Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
Old man.
I could talk about survivor strategy forever.
Me too.
I could talk about Archive 81 forever and so many theories. All right. I loved the True Detective heydays when we were trying to figure out who the Yellow King was and who the Lawnmower Man is. Mm-hmm. But I can't stand as a producer Ozark talk, TV talk.
The problem is
that I want to talk about all of these shows with Cakes. I want to hear his hot take.
Yeah, I know. You love talking about it during commercial breaks.
I know, but the problem is that it just bleeds over. I have to zip it during the commercial break because I don't want Archive 81 talk to bleed over on air. I don't need Cakes talking about the Kalekos.
I don't want like the beginning of a segment or some random thing in the middle. Like there's this awkward pause and EB goes, so what's going on? What's happening on episode 4?
Did anybody finish it yet?
Yeah, anybody finish it?
Well, what's the difference between True Detective and Ozark for me?
Well, that's what I
say. It's the guys are at different points in the show, right?
That's also true.
That's a big thing.
I'm in the minority. I didn't even like the True Detective.
Oh, you didn't?
For some reason, I don't like any of it. I don't like talking about when I did Big O and Dukes, the recap of Spider-Man every Monday after it came, you know, the blockbuster weekend. It's just not that, for whatever reason, it's not that interesting to me to hear people's thoughts on
Here's the thing is, I love theories.
Okay, but that actually has a point. I can get with that a little bit.
But the problem with Ozark is that there's no theorizing. It's a linear plot.
Right.
You know
what I
mean?
Okay, I get that. The theorizing and
speculation.
Speculation. That is actually kind of fun.
Right.
But recapping an episode or recapping.
All right. That's a perfect middle ground that we have. Because I can't stand the recapping unless you're using it to try and predict what's going to happen next.
Or to get to
like, oh, did you see what Jonah did? Like, I can't stand that.
But some TV talk, I think.
I couldn't think of a character.
Some TV talk, I think, can be interesting. Like Valdez and I, we had a great conversation today during the show. We're doing our own show, Behind the Glass, about 1883.
Hot show. The prequel to Yellowstone.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Right?
Now, but now, Drake, do you watch Yellowstone?
I'm a little bit too cheap for Yellowstone. Okay,
what does that mean? You don't have Paramount Plus or whatever?
I have Paramount Plus because I bought a Nubs Roku TV because EB said they were silly.
Okay.
Worst purchase ever. I was watching NBC Sports Washington last week, butt blurry. The graphics looked terrible. I didn't know if it was my TV or NBC.
It wasn't sharp.
It's not sharp. Like, there's such a difference in TV quality, but whatever. It was like $300. So I got a Roku TV, and I got 2 free months of Paramount Plus. So I signed up for that, and I'm watching 1883. But to watch Yellowstone more than the first episode, you have to sign up and pay for Peacock. And I'm subscribed to too many things, so I'm just not willing to make that investment.
Death by a million subscriptions.
If you're willing to watch it, I'll hook you with an account. Because I'm psyched for TV talk. I think that TV talk on the Junkies makes them relevant with the audience, with like a younger generation. It was driving me crazy they didn't want to talk about Squid Games, right? And I think Ozark, they felt like we have to talk about Ozark.
Yeah, but Squid Games was more of a cultural phenomenon than it was than Ozark is. Ozark's just, you know, a niche, to be honest, a niche audience.
If they talk about Ozark in a way where they were talking about like what they think is going to happen or where, you know what I mean? But there's none of that. They're just recapping episodes. So, to my point about 1883, okay? This isn't the most riveting conversation about like a TV show, but I was selling Valdez today.
Well, number one, we need to talk about how beautiful Elsa is. We were talking about that.
We did. And I didn't tell Valdez how attractive Tim McGraw is in that show, but he's a hunk.
I mean, he's everything I want to be in a man.
He's a hunk. And actually, this was what getting me thinking about it. I was telling Valdez, I miss my calling of being a cowboy.
What? Adam,
all right. I think I would have been... I'm watching this show. I'm so caught up in the culture and just living that life and the dream
the trail.
Of heading west, right? Yeah. And riding the horse.
Steering cattle.
The mom is telling Tim McGraw's wife is telling Faith Hill is telling the daughter, like, this is the time of your life.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of you. You're a free spirit. And I'm just thinking about being a cowboy out on the trail in the 1800s. and then I'm thinking, I would have made a great cowboy. I missed my calling. I was born 150 years too late.
What makes you think you're a good cowboy? Do you know anything about animals?
First of all, I do know how to ride a horse. Could you get on a horse right now and ride it?
I've only ridden a camel.
On your birthright trip? I knew that.
Yeah. I had the same reaction. My first question is, do you even know how to ride a horse? Then all of a sudden, Drab is on the Wrangler tour, bucking broncos and everything.
No, I'm not a current day cowboy. I just feel like there's something romantic, okay, about being a cowboy and heading west.
You know,
search of a new adventure.
Yeah, what do you mean heading west? Like,
where do you think they went?
I don't know. Like, if you were a cowboy right now, where would you go?
Not
you're gonna end up back in Seattle.
No. He wants to be an
1800s cowboy.
He wants to be a post-Civil War cowboy.
Right. You just want to go west and search for nothing.
First of all, I don't even get the timeline of the show. I got to look into that because I know the Oregon Trail and all that because they're heading to Oregon on that show. That was like the 1840s and 1850s. So they're, I don't know why. I'm a little confused by the timeline because it seems like it's about 40 years too late. But I like guns. I like jeans. Cowboys wear jeans all the time.
All right. This is so you know what Hold on. Told me? He said he likes leather.
I love leather. Love, like,
you see this belt? He wants to wear it.
That's a classic, cowboy's belt.
Classic leather strap.
Drab wants a big belt buckle.
I love hats. You can easily interchange this Mariner's hat for a cowboy hat. I love saloons, dusty saloons. Very cool. Piano, my favorite instrument. Don't even like music, but I love the piano.
Sarsaparilla.
Root beer, sarsaparilla. Excellent. Whiskey. I can drink whiskey.
You'll stomach it.
I can.
He loves the campfire life.
Oh, I love. Who doesn't love campfires?
Well, yeah, but that's an obvious. What about like shoveling the poop, you know, from the horse's stable and getting
that
out?
No, you don't do that when you're on the
you
open.
You clean your own cowboy.
I just like the rough. I love big busty women in corsets.
Yeah, the prostitutes at the store. Like, yeah. All
right. Who doesn't love that?
Hey, you know what you love? You love card games.
Love, I like, yeah, I love poker. Just seems like a lot of fun. Yeah. Is that not the best era?
Look, it sounds, yes, yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't know how well equipped you are. Do you know what you want to be? Look, this is what you're getting at. You don't want to be a cowboy. You want to be a desperado.
All right. Okay.
Right?
All right.
All right.
What do I tell you? What do I tell you I always dream about to fall asleep at night? My trick to fall asleep. You have the ice pack.
I have my ice pack. When Drab wants to fall asleep, he thinks about a hot Western day at a pueblo with a Mexican-American man with a sombrero and poncho on laying back in the shade.
I always think, yeah. I think I have an obsession with old dusty towns. I think about laying... leaning against an old church yeah. with like a sombrero over my head, drinking some whiskey in an old dusty town and just baking under the hot sun, taking a siesta. And for whatever reason, I can fall asleep in 2 minutes doing that.
Well, here's the problem, though. I've never seen a bald cowboy.
All right, you're making bald jokes.
Yeah. I mean, no, but like, don't they all have like long flowing hair with the cowboy hat? I think that's part of why you want to be a cowboy. You're dreaming about having long flowing hair.
All right, here, let me ask you a
question. Antonio Banderas and Desperado.
I didn't really think about the hair thing. I'm sure they're a bald cowboy.
Here, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you want to be one of these hero desperado types, like Tim McGraw, or would you rather be one of the outlaws, the bandits?
Well, being a bandit seems like so much fun.
Yeah, you're part of the gang.
I just envisioning singing songs around the piano in the saloon, being drunk. Just cause of being a rebel. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. And I think I have the character to do it. Adam, no way. Valdez, you lose 20 pounds, you're too bulky. You lose 20 pounds, you could be a great cowboy. I have a good frame. Not too tall, not too big.
I would get a Clydesdale. That way it could support my bulky weight.
Right. Seems like a lot of fun. Anyways, those are the kind. That's what I like to talk about. Like because 1883 has me daydreaming about being a cowboy.
Yeah, but those people that Sam Elliott, he's just Tim McGraw.
Yeah,
they're too hard for you. You're manly men. You're too much of a softy. Right? You're too much. You're too much of a cuck. To be a cowboy.
Hey, first of all, EB's the one that likes cuckold porn.
I'm just saying. Do you think Sam Elliott has ever been in a cuckold before? I mean, those are the type of guys that aren't.
You think Sam Elliott's doing Valentine's Day scavenger hunts with his wife? Probably not.
Right. Exactly. You know what? It's a different type of lifestyle that you're used to. That's why.
Okay. All right.
Look, you like the exterior of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This
is what Drab does. Every single week, he romanticizes about something. He has these delusions of grandeur.
A week ago, I told you I wanted to be a pilot.
Last episode, he wanted to be a skywriter or a crop duster or in a prop plane. And now he wants to be roaming the desert on his horse.
Adam, what was our favorite show 2 years ago? HBO show. Western.
Oh, Westworld.
Westworld. Why? Silly. Because everybody, that to me is the dream. Some people want to go to Disney World to get away. Going, having a vacation to go into Westworld, it seems like something I would love to do before
I
die.
What, you know what I want to do with you? This what? Is what we're going to do. We're going to have a bit season trip this summer.
Okay.
All right. You know where we're going to go?
Albuquerque.
No. We're going to go to Ocean City.
All right.
We're going to go to Frontier Town.
All right.
I want you to Google Frontier Town. Little Valdez, when he was younger, would go here all the time with his parents. It's about cowboys and Indians. All right. You're a part of a great train robbery.
Oh, my God, this is
I love
thing.
This.
All right. It's a setup town.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
In Berlin?
Still there in Berlin. I have my six shooter still.
This is a water park.
No, that's a water park too, but
he's taking us to a water park.
Well, I mean, they got to have more than just a sleepy Western town, but go to Frontier Town. They have train robbery reenactments.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's right up your alley.
You know, there's a place like that in Phoenix out in the desert called Rawhide.
Yeah.
It's a tourist attraction. It's actually a lot like Westworld, but you're more so a spectator. Watching cowboys shoot each other, and it's like performances.
It's the same thing, but yeah. you know what actually Drab really wants to do?
What
he wants to be like City Slickers too, and go on the
search.
On the search for Curly's gold.
I love City Slickers.
No, who doesn't? Falafel
bringing in the herd.
Yeah, over the buffalo's back through the frozen people.
I will say when I was younger, I was really into like cowboy duels. You know, where you like walk 10 paces, turn around and fire.
Oh, yeah. I said he'd be number one. He's just not athletic enough.
First, I am athletic enough.
Yeah. I mean,
I have great hand-eye coordination.
He's the biggest clutch. In the foot.
Every time I look over, he's knocking over his Mountain Dew all over his laptop. This idiot's going to pull out his gun in time.
Also, you know what? I got a great strut. Not quite Dustin Johnson. To be a cowboy,
I know what you mean. You have to have a gait.
You got to have some swagger. You got to have a nice gait.
You got to have this like kind of pimp walk.
You can't
almost.
Be EB shuffling your feet. EB yeah. terrible cowboy, right? You got to have a strut about you. I got a pretty good strut. Walk with your shoulders back. Some machismo.
Here, this is what I want you to do. I want you to holster that Sharpie. Okay. I got a Sharpie. Yeah,
this is gonna be good.
All right. We're gonna put it. I'm put mine in my jeans. You got yours in your
all right.
jeans.
All right. Let's stand up.
Do you have to take the cap off?
No. You gotta pull it out.
You gotta take the cap off and point. You gotta take the cap off and point the marker.
Yeah, you gotta point the marker. You gotta point the marker. And I'll be the judge.
Hold on. Put the cap in the bottom because that's the barrel.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Caps in the bottom.
All right, Adam, you count to three.
Hands
on your hips.
All right, you got
hands on your hips.
All right, you gotta say right. Oh yeah, hold on. Let me get my.
All right, gentlemen, so let's be fair here during this duel. One, two, three.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my God. Valdez is dead. Valdez is so dead.
I got two shouts off before.
Quit.
You were so dead.
He's a cowboy. He's a freaking cowboy.
I'm a cowboy. I got it. Oh. That was quick, wasn't it?
That was quick. Valdez dead. So
I couldn't get my cap off. He had his cap pre.
No, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Fastest hands in the West over here.
Fast. Fast.
Oh man, that was the moment of my year so far.
He was quick with that trigger.
Hey, it's good to be back. It's good to be back on the show.
You realize after the show, I'm just gonna be going. Hey, my office.
That's the thing. He needs to lose weight. He's too bulky.
Too bulky to be a cowboy.
No, I couldn't pull the dumb cap off.
Man, I blew you away there.
He blew you away.
I can't pull the cap off.
He was still.
Hey, you know, when we spend 3 days talking about the team name, we got to screw around a little bit, come up with our own content here.
Hey, I want another one tomorrow because I'm going to be practicing.
You practice all day. One of the things that caught my eye this week on the show, there hasn't been a lot of talk about non-sports. It's been, it's only Tuesday, by the way. I was intrigued by the Junkies reality show that EB brought up. And
oh, yes.
Chris O'Doyle. Intrigued. I was over the moon excited.
By the way, Chris is a big silly with Discovery Channel. So it's not like talking about a Junkies TV show.
No, it's actually one of the most, like, biggest sillies that we know who can make things happen.
Right.
Christo is the, I don't know if he, I think he created Gold Rush. Like, I think it was his idea.
He's the idea man, the pitch man.
Yeah, and he worked for Discovery Channel for a long time. He's the host of The Dirt, which is mm-hmm. the show before Gold Rush, right? Or after, it's the recap show.
Yeah, you know how they have like Talking Dead or whatever. Yes.
He's the Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, exactly. Discovery Channel. Exactly.
Which I don't understand because the show's on Discovery, but I think he has a beef with Discovery Channel, so he started his own production company. I'm not really following. But he tweeted EB because EB brought it up on the air. He tweeted EB.
And this is after what, WKRP Cincinnati, the
Oh, donk. That's how it came up.
Yeah, the donk died from WKRP Cincinnati.
Wolfman, was it Wolfman Jack? What was his name? Johnny Fever or something?
Yeah, Johnny Fever.
Something like that. So Christo tweeted EB, yeah, you're right, that it was a conversation about how EB said, oh, I always thought that we should we make a great reality TV show. And he goes, I pitch Christo on that all the time. And then Christo tweeted EB, I hear you. Public School Productions is developing new shows now, and Junk Show could work for real. Let's talk.
All right. This is our moment to shine.
This is our... Nothing is bigger than reality stars on Discovery.
Right.
You have Deadliest Catch. You have...
Gold Rush, like you said.
Gold Rush. There have been so many shows over the years.
Mm-hmm. Is Naked and Afraid a Discovery?
That's a Discovery show. Adam, what shows have you watched on Discovery over the years?
I don't know about Discovery. I watch other reality TV
Way
shows.
To sell it.
What do you mean? You've never watched... It's like it's JJ the Boss. That's a Discovery show.
Shark Week.
I'm not usually into that.
You're too young. You're too young.
Hey, who's the Dirty Jobs guy? Was that Discovery?
Oh, Mike Rowe. Yeah. These are all Discovery related.
Yeah.
Those guys are superstars. All those people who star on those shows. Now I was thinking, it wouldn't like. What's sexy? What's the sell on a radio show, though?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I know Christo likes the show, but how could this possibly be a reality show?
Didn't HBO do some sort of sitcom based off of like a sports anchor or sports talk or something like that?
Well, there was like the ESPN one. It was like the fake Sports Center show.
Yeah, with Jay Moore.
I never watched that one. I do know Jay Moore did something like
about.
That.
What was Jay Moore's funny.
But here's the thing. They would have to...
Yeah, but are we doing a sitcom or are we doing reality?
Was that like Eastbound and Down?
No, not a sitcom. We're not actors.
Okay.
It'd be like about EB's life after 10 a.m.
Yeah, right? That's the thing. You have to follow us around like all the time. So what are the junks? Like,
nap.
Literally the most uninteresting lives after 10 a.m.
But the thing is, with editing, you can make it so interesting.
I know.
EB could go home and sleep for 5 hours, then he gets a nugget or via text, and it's like, that's what they show.
Here's the thing. You know how Jersey Shore just has fake stuff thrown to the guys? We need fake stuff.
He would constantly be having to come up with fake storylines for us.
Right, like have fake strippers drama. In the parking lot.
Right. It'd be like true TV. It'd be like true TV where it's so overscripted.
All right, yeah. Like, EB's got to run a contest at halftime of a Wizards game.
The junkies would hate it because they would have to do so much extra work.
Yeah.
I don't even know. None of our storylines are that interesting outside of work.
Not really.
You know? EB's probably got the most interesting right now because he's traveling all the time. But, like, is that interesting? Following EB on airplanes to New York?
Following JP to a book signing?
Yeah, it's just...
in Frederick.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to find a way to do some crazy character development, like EB is on the brink of, you know, getting signed by ESPN to call lacrosse games or something. Like, there'd have to be some storyline
there. Yeah, in manufactured storyline.
Right. Of course.
Or at least, if they're not fake, they have to be pushed. Like, he has to help create them.
Right.
Those other shows sell themselves. Deadliest Catch sells itself.
Right.
So if you think about Deadliest Catch, their on-air time, right, is when they're fishing. So would the show revolve around the guys on air here and like commercial break shtick?
No, here's what you need. You need a Jersey Shore type scenario where there's infighting, right? Like Ronnie and Sammy. right? We're
here. Everyone's trying to have sex with the same chick.
Yeah, exactly. we bring in the Wonkette, and everyone is trying to have sex with her.
Yeah, I don't. It'd be a fun fantasy of being a reality TV star. There's just nothing here.
Yeah, we'd have to create something. Brett comes back. He tries to get Valdez's job away from him. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. And I think that EB and Christo DM'd or something yesterday, and Christo was telling him, I'm thinking more like a local level. All the air got let
here,
out.
Let me ask you a question. Would I be iced out of the reality show because I defended AWOD when
No, I actually think we're the stars of the show.
Really?
Yeah. Because...
Well, I had a Twitter beef with him.
I know. That was so stupid.
Well, here's the thing. I think he sees the money that could be made from this reality TV show, and he's over that.
What do you mean? He's over it.
He's over Valdez and him getting a Twitter piece.
Well, I defended your honor, Adam.
No, I know, and I appreciate that.
I forgot you guys got into an art.
I don't think Christo's going to be like, well, I'm holding off this show because I don't like Valdez.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Brad would be the stars of the show.
I didn't do anything wrong.
What did you guys tweet him? What was your snarky comeback?
He said something to Adam.
He said, I could host a weekend show.
Yeah, I could host a weekend show better than Adam.
No, he didn't say better than Adam. Christo never said I could listen to host it. Adam may have been on. And he
tweeted something that was like,
no, it was
anybody could do this.
Yeah, he said anybody could do this.
No, he said, I swear I could host a weekend show. And you said something like...
No, he said, I swear I could talk sports radio in D.C.
Well, everybody listening thinks that.
Right, and Valdez...
I know, and I correctly pointed that out.
You think it's so easy or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
You told me that you were going to tweet him. You had your shot at 9:45 and you bored us.
That would have been the silly thing.
You had
tweet.
A boring segment or something.
it wasn't that mean, but I defended the honor of all radio guys. I actually think you should be groveling to me.
Who, Grab? Chris, why?
Because
why should I be groveling to you?
Because I am the bouncer.
You're the gatekeeper.
I am the protector of all things radio.
I know. Well, I know. Sometimes you act like we're splitting the atom here.
We're not. Okay. We're making jokes.
You and Cakes talk for 15 minutes for the show about coffee and Archive 81. Very little work being done by anybody.
No, but I don't like the fact that people think that they can just turn on a mic and then...
Well, you got to have some talent.
Of course. And I'm not calling him untalented.
But think of
I just wanted to point out that a lot of people think that it's just a walk in the park, that they can just do this as their secondary job. And I think that's what I said, is that, you know, he thinks our career is some sort of secondary joke job of his that he can do in his spare time.
And I think he's not the only one that thinks that. Look at Twitter Spaces. Everyone thinks they can host their own thing now. But
all right, and I'd say the same thing to all of them.
If the Junkies were a reality show, Deadliest Catch, the best part is catching the fish. You catching the fish would be Drab on the phone line trying to track down Jerry Rice or someone for the show.
I know. We'd have to work so hard.
Well, it'd have to be fake. That's the thing. You could fake it. Like, you know, like, Jerry, I'll pay you $1 million. EB's got to know right now what you think about the Washington football team name.
I can't think of anything I wouldn't want to watch more than that.
Jerry Rice turning Drab down. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Mostly because our lives outside of here is not that interesting.
In this episode of Reality Junkies, Lurch cuts commercials. you think that's going to be fun?
Yeah. Adam, I heard you had a problem with EB hating on New York. And I kind of piggybacked on what EB said as well. Because you're like Captain Manhattan all of a sudden. I don't really understand it.
He just like immediately started joning on Queens and all the boroughs in New York and was talking about how it's trash. And it's just like, you must be the oldest man in the room every time you walk into a room. New York my whole life has been like the place to be. Every song's been about going to New York my entire life. Every time I go to New York, it's the city that I don't want to sleep in. I want to stay out all night. How can you not
like
New York?
It's the city I don't want to sleep in. You're so dumb.
I know.
I mean, New York's where you get laid. You know, New York's where
that's
you
where
go
you
out,
have, got laid yeah. one time. That's why you had this magical fantasy yeah. about that.
Adam's dump. Affinity for New York because it's the last time he had sex 3 years ago.
But it's also like the place where stars are made. You got the big shining lights, you know, in the middle of Times Square. New York's, there's always something to do in New York. And EB's going there and go to like some Nubs pizza shop so he can try it.
Well, a couple things. First of all, I don't think EB trashed New York. He trashed Queens.
Yes.
And Queens, it looks like a dump.
He didn't just trash Queens. He also trashed, you know, Binghamton, New York, where my aunt's from. He was going after all of New York.
I mean, Binghamton is basically next to Albany, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't even know where it's
I know.
At. He said he drove by. He was impressed by Yankee Stadium.
All right, I can get
and
that.
And I said, isn't the Bronx a dump, too? And he didn't even crap on the Bronx. He said he wasn't paying attention.
He just said Queens was a dump.
He said Queens was a dump.
I just don't know how you can travel to New York and just think, oh, it's a dump. I hate it. Like,
that's
you know
exactly
what's a dump?
What I thought.
Maryland. All of Maryland's a dump. Okay. Most of D.C.
Here's why I don't like New York. First of all, I've never had this, growing up on the East Coast, affinity for to be somebody, you got to be in New York. I just never cared about that.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been there a couple times.
I think that's a huge misnomer. Right. You don't have. New York isn't just filled with big sillies.
This isn't the 1960s anymore, right? You can do anything you want to do anywhere.
You don't have to be on Madison Avenue.
That's why you don't have to be on the Today Show to do a brand unveiling. It's old school thinking. New York smells like crap. The people are out. It's dirty. There's nothing besides the food. I'll give you the food. The food, being able to like walk out. I like that. Walking out of your apartment at 2:30 in the morning and getting some pasta or a burger or Chinese food, whatever you want. The city that doesn't sleep, Adam. That seems fun. There's some excitement about it. But you have to be so rich to live that lifestyle in Manhattan. I don't want to live with some 56-year-old divorced man with who's hairy and we're splitting showers. It just... It sounds like a nightmare.
You don't have to be rich to live in New York. You could live off chopped cheese and ramen.
No. You either have to be rich or live like a peasant.
To afford housing, you need to be rich.
Yes.
To live comfortably like you do now.
I think about the rats all over the place.
Oh, yeah, rat. I don't like that. I don't like
rats in your walls. You're just living in some old building with 1,000 other people waiting for some person to burn down your place in the middle of the night.
I'm with you. I don't like hustle and bustle.
The metro, the subway.
I thought you were a sports fan. You have the mecca of basketball in New York.
I don't like that either.
You don't like Madison Square Garden?
Why is Madison Square Garden the mecca?
It's so amazing.
Why
is it so amazing?
Because it's like in the middle of the city and you have to, the court's not even on the bottom floor. It's just like, and the arena gets so loud, it feels like you're in a closet with people.
I actually hold the Staples Center in higher regard, or Crypto.com Arena, whatever it's called.
Hell out.
Nothing. What championships have the Knicks won in my lifetime?
Well, none. There have been a lot of college tournaments there.
You know, there's a lot.
I don't care about the Big East championship.
Hey, you know, there's Kemba's a lot of good. There's a lot of good basketball in Washington D.C. You don't need to go to New York.
I'll give you credit. There's just, for whatever reason, the Madison Square Garden, not the top of my list of things to see. I've seen it. I've walked around it.
All right. You know what intrigues me?
What?
Times Square.
Times Square stinks.
Do you know why I'm intrigued by Times Square?
Because you like New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like New Year's Eve.
You like Anderson and Andy.
I'm intrigued by all the lights and all the glitz and the glam and the TGI Fridays and Times Square.
So many chain restaurants.
You know how much fun you'd have with your dog in Central Park, running around, so much freedom there.
And that's the thing. I like green grass.
Isn't Central Park dirty and have a bunch of hobos stabbing you?
You get one spot in the whole concrete jungle of one park. You know what's underrated about D.C.? All the trees. There's so many trees here in the summertime. When you fly in, I like the fresh air of just, it's so steamy and hot there in the summertime.
You know what
I'm
I don't
sized.
Like? I don't like public transportation.
Yeah, I hate public transportation.
I don't want to have to rely on a subway.
And I rode the metro a week ago.
And people busking and then people doing filming.
Hey, you know when I got COVID?
What?
Right after I took the metro.
There you go.
Okay.
But I don't want that. I don't want people filming for their TikTok and they're going to try to go viral and they have like a chicken that they let loose in the subway. I'm not about that.
Too many people.
It's just, it's the best dining, okay? It's got the best buildings, the tallest buildings in the world.
I don't care about tall buildings.
Yeah, I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
The Empire State Building blows me away.
I mean, it's something to see.
I get sized for the monuments.
Yeah, the monuments.
It's way more impressive, in my opinion.
All right. I just don't know why you would just zone on New York so much. Like you'd pick three other cities over New York.
Your
top five list is to go L.A., New York, D.C.?
Hold on. New York would be the last city in America, major city that I'd want to live in.
Do you know what city pummels New York? Charleston, South Carolina. Pummels it.
Probably. So does Nashville, but I still would go to New York.
But then why do you have this affinity for New York? If you say Nashville pummels it so much.
Growing up, it was always the place to be.
Hey, do you know what?
What's it called? It's not with his dad or his mom.
No. I thought you were telling me, dude. Diamond District.
What is it? Is it a Jewish Babel thing?
There's a lot of Jews. Yeah, there's a lot of Jews in New York.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why you have affinity for it.
I don't know. Maybe. I just think you guys are crazy to not think New York is silly. Like, if you could have a free trip anywhere in America, where would you go?
In America?
You think my free trip would be to New York City?
This is besides Hawaii.
To what? Watch the Rockettes?
Explore the city and hang out.
I don't want to explore the city.
If I had a free trip anywhere in America, it certainly wouldn't be to New York. It'd be to Colorado to see the mountains, or Florida to see the ocean, something like that.
Key West.
Yeah, Key West.
I just think you're a nubber, and you've never been
Monterey.
On Broadway. You've never seen Cats on Broadway.
You know what pummels New York?
I've been to New York. I've been to San Francisco. I've been to L.A. I've been to most major cities. New York, in my opinion, not at the top of the list.
All right. Your opinion's different than mine.
And what's your thoughts?
It's slightly above Oklahoma City.
what are your thoughts on Charleston?
I've never been. No. You've always hyped it up. I don't think I've ever been to South Carolina.
It's actually the greatest city in the world. You want to talk about history? It's got nothing but history.
I actually had a Charleston dinner last night. Shrimp and grits.
I would argue that Charleston, better dining than New York.
Now, people are always hyping up the dining in Charleston. Great golf.
Southern cuisine.
How close to the ocean are you?
Right on it.
10 minutes? 20 minutes?
No, you're right on the water.
Oh, it's on the water?
Yeah, it's on the water.
I need to brush up on Charleston. What's the town that you want in Beaufort or something?
Well, Beaufort's right. Oh, Bluffton.
No, Bluffton. Okay, Bluffton, South Carolina.
Yeah, Bluffton's right next to Hilton Head. That's my retirement.
The problem is you're getting me hyped on Charleston. I slam South Carolina all the time on the Junkies, too.
Well, I agree with you. South Carolina, 90% of it, trash, right. Poor.
When you guys think South Carolina, you guys think Hilton Head. When I think of South Carolina, I think of boom jugs. Okay.
I know. You think of Columbia.
You're right.
You think of Florence.
Yeah, just some. Yeah.
You would romanticize about Charleston. It's silly.
I told you, I do like
nothing but history.
No. I like the Spanish moss trees or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah. Very pretty. I'm a big tree guy.
He's a huge tree guy.
Maybe next week I'll go in on being an arborist.
Yeah.
You know, you would love strolling down King Street or Queen Street.
Sounds very...
Now, Alexandria has a King Street and Queen Street.
Those are pretty nice, too. All right. I'm not... I think Valdez doesn't... He's middle of the road on New York. You love
it. No. I'm anti-New York.
Oh, you are.
I've been to New York once in my life. Once. And that was to watch the Orioles lose in the ALDS to the Yankees. I have no aspirations to go to New York. I don't need to see the big Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. I don't need to go cruising around Central Park in the summer.
Right.
I don't need to, you know, be on Fifth Avenue.
It's overrated. I don't even know how long we've been going.
About 45 minutes.
All right. Well, we said we were only going to do two shows this week. We're going to do one on Thursday. I think on Thursday we'll have a lot to talk about after the branding. I know we say no sports on the show, but I think we're all going to have some fun opinions about the new name and the uniform. So I'm looking forward to Thursday's bit season as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the non-sports talk of the new name.
I'm a little worried about the Junkies after the brand unveiling. Like, what do we have to look forward to? February, after the Super Bowl, it's hard.
It's going to be QB commercial breakdown.
For over a month.
That's true. It's nothing but draft talk.
So much draft talk. And
everyone's going to become a college football expert by next week. They're going to tell you exactly
so
why.
Malik Willis talk.
Everyone's going to tell you why Zappy is a sleeper quarterback.
What do you think about Richmond John pounding the table for Carson Strong and how nobody knows anything about football, but he's calling himself GMRJ and he's the one who's figured out he's stumping for Carson Strong.
Well, you should be probably the most offended because you hosted a podcast about college football.
I know, and he was like saying Brendan Dar knows about Carson Strong, and he did.
That's the tilting part. Yeah. I mean, it'd be like saying Cody Betts knows about golf at the station. I would be actually personally offended.
I mean, you did used to tout yourself as the college football quarterback expert.
Hey, this is your time to shine too. By the way,
why?
Because everyone is going to lean on you to tell them about certain college programs, certain coaches and systems and things like that. Don't let Lurch monopolize.
Lurch will monopolize
the college talk because this is what's going to happen. I already know what this is going to be. Number one, Lurch disrespects any program that isn't in a Power Five conference.
That's why he's out on Malik.
Yes, he'll say, "Well, who did he play against?" And by the way, there's about a billion successful quarterbacks in the NFL who've gone to the small colleges. Number two, the phrase that Lurch will use the most is, "Well, did you watch him?" All right.
Yeah.
I want you to listen for that, and I want you to tweet me every time you hear it because Jason's going to say it 10,000 times because he thinks he's the only person who watched college football. And he's going to say, "Well, did you watch him? You're reading stats. Did you just watch
him?" So who's he going to like Cody Pickett? Right.
Oh yeah.
Because he's a power five guy.
He's gonna love Cody Pickett, and he's gonna love Matt Corral because he's a huge SEC guy.
Matt Corral, I bet you would be first.
The SEC doesn't play any defense, but for some reason he still pretends that it does.
Yeah. All right, guys. Sorry we missed a couple shows here the last few weeks, vacations and sickness and all kinds of stuff, but we're moving forward and before we get out of here, we wanna make sure we thank our guy Dave at Magnolia Admissions.
Yeah, we definitely need to thank Magnolia Admissions. Magnolia Admissions offers coaching on the college and law school application process from mock interviews to help you with personal statements. One of our P1s, Dave, runs Magnolia Admissions. He graduated from an Ivy League school. I wish he would say what Ivy League school.
I think I know.
I think it's Yale.
Hold on. Let me guess. No. I'm going to guess. Dartmouth.
Isn't Dartmouth on the bottom tier?
I don't know. Brown.
I thought it was Columbia.
Well, that's a silly.
That's like the top.
That's actually a guess.
All right, but he did graduate from an Ivy League school, conducted admission interviews for over 15 years, and has reviewed thousands of applications as an admissions committee member. Make sure your loved one doesn't turn into AWOD. Sorry, AWOD. Visit MagnoliaAdmissions.com and mention Bit Season for a listener's discount.
All right, all you cowboys out there, have a good middle of the week. What do I say?
You know, you're going to say happy trails.
All right. Happy trails, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Adios.